What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I have to apologize. I guess my words were taken out of context when I asked you, or when I said if you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or not. How did you feel about that?
I was hurt. Yeah, I was hurt. You didn't reach out. And you just wanted to make a statement in the media. You had a preconceived notion of who I was, obviously.
I did.
You and know how has that changed over the past few months?
It's been good.
Yeah,
I'll say. Mm-hmm. You came to my cookout. You came to my golf outing. I appreciate that.
I did.
I will say, it all stems back from last year. We go up to the coin toss, and I'm saying hi and everything. He's like, "How old are you?" I'm like, "This right here," just right off the bat, just asked me how old I am. Like he's a spring chicken.
Because you got more grays than I do.
So you got more grays?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I think it's all water under the bridge, but I do want to take some time and talk about it because I think Cam knew he needed to get into that, having Rodgers on the podcast, knowing what Cam is going through right now with the contract situation. That might be wrapped up, by the way, since he practiced yesterday in full and in full pads and participated in team drills. But Cam, buddy, my dude, we love Cam. Cam's a great man. Probably a Hall of Famer, definitely a Hall of Honor guy, at the very least, multiple time All Pro last year in his mid-30s, very special player. Cam, you weren't taken out of context. It was your podcast.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, like, something I say on this show being taken out of context. Like, you got to have inventory of the words that are coming out of your mouth, and it's a big thing that bothers Rodgers, as it would bother anybody, that people have preconceived notions of you. You know, I'll fully admit I did too. And so I watch Enigma, right? The Aaron Rodgers documentary on Netflix. And I went in thinking it shouldn't be Enigma. It should be Egomaniac. He is making this to make money, which is his right. He is making this to get more eyes on him. After I watched it, I realized this is a guy who is trying to bridge the gap from who he thinks he is to who the outside world thinks he is. And he's trying to get people to understand what makes him tick. And I think when Cam Hayward said, if you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, be a Pittsburgh Steeler. No, I'm not doing any darkness retreat. I think it bothered Rodgers how flippant he was about something that he thinks has changed his life. Now, it doesn't mean he's never going to forgive him. And it seems like the two of those guys have really hit it off. You got the new leader of the offense, the leader of the defense. But yeah, sure, that bothered Rodgers, as it would bother anybody. Like, first impressions are a big deal, but if you're going to form opinions on someone without ever having met them, it sounds like Rodgers really wished that Cam had reached out before he commented.
I just don't understand how people couldn't just connect the dots about Aaron Rodgers. Like, people have these such preconceived notion that, you know, he was this certain way because they made it in their mind that he was this way. Like, I mean, the guy, what has the guy really ever done? I mean, the media has created that. Like, it's not that hard to figure out. Like, you know, I told you multiple times, and people multiple times, you know, every single person I've talked to that has been around Aaron Rodgers says nothing but great things about him. So I understand why Aaron Rodgers could be mad or just a little perturbed about that situation. But I also do think that Cam was maybe taken out of context a little bit. Maybe he said that and he meant that if you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, then be a Pittsburgh Steeler. I don't know if that was just a direct shot at Aaron Rodgers. I think that's just anybody.
I think the thing that would hurt Rodgers the most, and I don't know, but I think the thing that would hurt him the most is the way he sort of dismissed the darkness retreat. Because if Cam is arguing he was taken out of context, I think he probably meant, hey, what's your pitch? My pitch is, if you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, be a Pittsburgh Steeler. I'm not breaking out the band and having a parade. So I get it to that extent. No problem so far with Aaron Rodgers, and there might not wind up being any problems.
No.
We'll see if they get off to a bad start, something like that. If
two different sides of the ball, too. Like, let's be honest. Like, offense and defense are not all kumbaya with each other. So, like, Aaron Rodgers probably from this point moving forward is not going to talk to Cam Hayward that much.
They'll be in his meeting rooms the whole time. I mean,
they're not going to talk that much.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be separate. So Aaron Rodgers is going to worry about the offense. Cam Hayward is going to worry about the defense. So they were able to clear the air there. I liked it.
I don't think there'll be any type of friction between those guys anyway. I just don't think that was going to happen. I think he cleared the air publicly because he had made the statements publicly, and now he has Rodgers on the podcast. It's been a get-along gang so far. I mean, kumbaya, let's all hold hands here on the subway. And a lot of the stuff that I think – when I would read snippets out of Jets camp, or you'd hear the national talking heads talk about the situation with the Jets, the criticisms that would be taken out of context make you feel like Rodgers could be, you know, working at the House of Dicks.
Yep.
But what have we found? He's talking about Roman Wilson, and he called him out. But he called him out thoughtfully.
Yeah.
He called him out intentionally. He called him out to get the best out of Roman Wilson. Like, I just saw, oh my God, dude, on CBS.com the other day, one player that could surprisingly be cut from every team in the NFL. And the CBS dude wrote Darnell Washington.
I saw that.
Like, what the hell are you watching? What are you reading? What are you hearing?
What are people paying attention to is the scary part, is people are paying attention to that and actually thinking that it's true.
I know people started sharing that, like, whoa, what do you think? Are you kidding me? Darnell Washington, he might have had the best camp at anybody.
Yes.
I mean, we made him a tackle and we made him a starting tight end all in one camp. Yep. They're going to cut that guy? Get the hell out of here. After Rodgers calls him Mercedes Lewis. The reason I bring that up is because, look, you do what we do, and you are consuming a lot. You have to consume a lot. You have to know what to read. You have to know what to watch. You need to know a little bit of everything while being singularly focused on the teams that we cover and talk about here. So when you hear, oh, Rodgers and Garrett Wilson, they don't get along, you think, oh, wow, yep, it must be that old-ass Rodgers being a jerk-off, when in reality, he expects perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it here, and I think positively. He just said yesterday in his media availability, he thinks Roman Wilson can be a special football player. And what have we seen from Roman? The second that Aaron talked about him publicly, was asked about him, and then said he just needs to get out of his own head, we've seen a steady increase in the production on the practice field and then in the preseason games. I don't think the Steelers upgraded solely a quarterback. I think they upgraded significantly in terms of leadership.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
What is Russ going to do?
No, he's going to be a robot. He's going to be a robot. Justin Fields doesn't say a word.
Mm-mm. And his teammates always loved Justin Fields, but
because he was just quiet and put his head down.
Hard worker, lead by example kind of guy. Cool dude. Super nice dude. If Justin Fields, I never played in the NFL, Dorn, I don't know if you know that. Shrimp Man would have been a star.
Man.
In fact, was Wes Welker. If, that wasn't fair, Julian Edelman. If Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and Aaron Rodgers all held football camps at the same time for pros, college players, high school players, peewee, whatever, which camp do you think is being the being attended by the most individuals?
Honestly?
Yeah.
In this day and age, Justin Fields.
Yeah, would you?
I know. Well,
can you not pick up what I'm putting down?
That's what I just said, honestly.
You and I are supposed to have good chemistry.
That's what I said.
I'm throwing up a
Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you.
Aaron Rodgers. I want to go to Aaron Rodgers' camp and eat bark.
See, now you're dismissing him.
No, I'm not.
You got to know the guy.
I'm repeating something that a Hall of Fame quarterback said. I didn't say that.
I think Aaron Rodgers walks into the Steelers locker room. Now I have to reset. He walks into the Steelers locker room, and I think he demands a certain level of respect that even a Russell Wilson doesn't. And I think maybe initially, Russ, oh, this guy, hey, he's a Super Bowl champion. And I don't want to take anything away from Russ's career. And I don't believe him to be a bad guy. But you know, there's a growth aspect here, and you need someone to be thoughtfully critical, which I think Rodgers can do. And you need to, seriously, you need to be a good hang.
That doesn't matter.
I don't think Russell Wilson, man, is a good hang. I think Aaron Rodgers is probably an elite hang.
You know what the biggest moment and biggest clip in audio, whatever quote that I heard from training camp was that really struck me, that I just, it's been staying with me for a while, is the fact that Aaron Rodgers played PlayStation with his teammates.
Yes.
And as weird as that sounds, like, guys his age don't do that. They don't play video games. Aaron Rodgers doesn't play video games.
I don't
think
Ben did stuff like that.
He doesn't do stuff like that. Aaron Rodgers sat down with probably a random teammate, was like, all right, I'll get on the sticks and I'll play Madden. You'll probably beat me 58 to nothing, but I'm going to play because I want to be a part of the team.
It's a warm-up for the Steelers playoff game, Dorn.
I honestly, I'm not even joking. That is the biggest thing that stuck out to me. I'm like, wow, that guy really wants to be just one of the guys.
I'm with you on that, and this is going to come off as criticism of Ben, and it's not, because Ben won two championships. I can take and would never take anything away from Ben Roethlisberger's career, but I think as Ben aged, the gap between him and the young guys in terms of understanding and things they had in common was huge. And I don't think Ben ever really tried to
close it,
to close that gap.
Yeah.
It sounds like Rodgers has and is.
Aaron Rodgers was in the league when guys were born. Think about it. Aaron Rodgers was what? If you're, they're 22, rookies are 21, 22 years old.
He's been in, this is his 21st season.
Yeah, he's been in the league whenever guys were born. Talk about an age gap. I mean, he literally could be their dad.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
He could be eight of their dads if he were Philip Rivers.
And you're going to ask him to play, I mean, he's going to be, he's playing PlayStation?
Do you think it took him a couple of minutes to find like square and triangle?
100%. Yeah. 100%. It's crazy to me.
I think this is something that bears watching over the course of the year. Like, if you play bad on any team, there's going to be some level of finger pointing. The longer this has gone on, the more we've talked about it, the less and less I've been concerned. I feel pretty good about it right now, about him just going out there and playing quarterback. I really do.
Honestly, man, I think whenever he gives his Hall of Fame speech, and if this season is a success, and it doesn't have to be ultra success, but a success, I think that he will say in his Hall of Fame speech, how many years from now, whenever he's eligible, that the final year of my career, I'm speaking in Aaron Rodgers terms, with the Pittsburgh Steelers was the most fun and relaxed and pressureless situation that I've ever had in my career. I guarantee he says it. If he has just a successful season this year, I guarantee that'll be a part of his speech saying, as a football player, the most relaxed and most fun I probably had was probably playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I buy it. Tomlin's talked about how much fun it seems like he's having. And that was the other thing, because you went on the pyramid trip last year, right? Oh, he doesn't love football. He's distracted. Everybody you've talked to says this guy oozes a love of the game.
Oh, yeah.
And that goes all the way back to the first Pat McAfee interview in the middle of all this. Like, the guy cares about the sport, understands the history of the sport, understands the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think you're right. I think this is the exclamation point of his career, and he wants to leave a good taste in everybody's mouth. And as much
in his mouth.
In his mouth. And as much as he say he doesn't care what people think about him, I think he does, because everybody does to a certain extent. I think he thinks he's as misunderstood as anybody's ever been, and that's a pretty damn good dangling carrot out there ahead of you, which brings us to the next topic, which I haven't heard anybody talk about yet. I haven't seen anybody write about this. I think this is a big deal. something Aaron Rodgers said in the podcast that I think is largely being ignored. We will get to that coming up next. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Here's a text. Oh, my head's going to get huge here, Dorn. Crowley, my wife never listens to the fan. First of all, mistake by her. Heard your voice while I was on my iPhone listening. She said that you have a sexy voice. Thanks, man. Now I have to compete with a radio voice.
Radio active shrimp.
It also probably helps that the YouTube stream, while up and running today, also does not have the video. We're just on a black screen right now.
Oh.
Because if she saw my face, I think it would probably change her opinion rather quickly.
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm like a Pittsburgh 7.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and the great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
That was Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show after he signed the initial deal. And the national media went running with it. This is Rodgers' final year. And we framed it largely the same way here. But he didn't say that. He said, I'm pretty sure this is it. And then he goes on Cam Hayward's podcast, and DK Metcalf wants him to play in 2026. And Cam Hayward was trying to push him to play in 2026. And Rodgers kind of laughed it off, but he said, maybe. I don't think it's a sure thing this is it for Rodgers, folks. No. At all. Now, he wants to finish his career here in Pittsburgh. If he plays well this year and he stays healthy and they're competitive in a playoff game, win a playoff game, something like that, dude, I think he's coming back. He's left that door open.
What would you do?
I don't know.
What would you do? Like, if you're healthy, you can still play, you could still spin it. You know, it's not about money. It's all just about playing football, and you have a good time. And why wouldn't you?
Well,
why wouldn't you come back? There's.
I was talking to my financial advisor the other day, and he said, "When do you want to retire?" I was like, 55. He's like, "Don't you love what you do?" Of course I do. I mean, we got the best job in the world. We sit here, we talk about sports, we laugh, we get home, we get to go to see our children more than more people usually do. Love the job, but I love not working more than working,
mm-hmm.
life more than working.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'd do if I were him.
But what if you were one of the best and you still were, your pipes were good still, and you still were on top of the game, and we were number one, you know, month in, month out at the time, and it's time, you know, a month from now or 6 months from now, it's time for you to retire. What's the point? You're still making money?
It depends what the goal is. If he wants to get the Steelers to the playoffs, win a playoff game, walk away from the game knowing that you can still play, because not a lot of guys get to do that, then maybe that's all he wants. I don't know. Maybe he wants to win another championship. And if you get reasonably close this year, maybe you do want to re-rack it for next year. I'm not sure, but he definitely didn't close the door.
I think Aaron Rodgers is so, like, in, you know, ingrained in who he is and in sync with who he is. I think it's probably going to be about how much left does he have in the tank. I think that's how he looks at his situation. Like, it's almost to E right now, but how many more miles can you get till it actually runs out of gas? And I think he's probably going to do a little self-evaluation, like he probably always does, you know, talk to his ancestors, you know, that's his deal, whatever. But if he has a
what, like Mulan?
I don't know. What?
You never seen Mulan?
No.
All-time great Disney movie. Do go on.
She talks to her ancestors.
Oh, yeah. And then they pop out Mushu, the little dragon, that is voiced by Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
The ancestors are like, oh, we better help this Mulan. We got to figure out something to do here. Take a dragon. It's like a shrimp dragon.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he has something left in the tank. And if he has a successful season and he feels good, I think it's about emptying the tank at playing quarterback in the NFL. And if he has a little bit left, I think he would come back.
I bet you right now, as he's thinking about how this season's going to transpire, you're envisioning success. You are visualizing your goals. You are not thinking, oh boy, I just hope to make it through 17 games and we see where it goes. Right now, he probably feels as good as he's felt in a good long while. He's practicing. He hasn't been hit in a long time. He's not going to get into a preseason game to get hit. He did get stepped on the one time. He probably feels great for a quarterback of his age. Week 8, how are you going to feel? Week 12, how are you going to feel? I think he might have a different answer at the end of the season than he does right now. But if he stays healthy all year, and let's say they are competitive in the divisional round. Let's say they win a playoff game and they take Baltimore down to the wire. Would they take him back?
At the price that he probably would ask for? Yes. Why not? If it'd probably be the same price, $10 to $13 million. And then they still would draft a quarterback. And you have your quarterback of the future to sit behind Aaron Rodgers for a year. That's the most ideal situation.
Mason Rudolph loves Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers, it sounds like, really likes Mason Rudolph. Will Howard has had nothing but great things to say about Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love had nothing but good things to say on the Enigma podcast about Aaron Rodgers. I'd sign up for that.
Yeah.
You got to win. You got to be a playoff quarterback, I think. And you got to stay healthy. But if he does all those things and he wants to come back and he wants to come back at $10-13 million, I'm still drafting a quarterback in round one.
Yes.
And then I'm hoping my man can help Lenora Sellers or Nussmeier become the next great Steelers quarterback.
No doubt. In my opinion, that's the ideal situation where you don't have to thrust a rookie into that role ASAP. You can have him sit behind somebody that you trust that would actually show them the way. Mason would probably be gone. You probably cut bait with Mason because you can't have, and then you still have Will Howard. So
I think that's exactly how that would go.
Uh-huh.
And I think that the plan is, if this is Rodgers' last year, I think Mason Rudolph's their starting quarterback next year, day one.
Probably.
And then Lenora Sellers, Nussmeier, or Aller, name quarterback X.
But they would have to approach that situation different than they did Kenny. They have to learn from their mistakes.
Oh.
We're getting way ahead of ourselves right now. But that, whoever it is that they draft, needs to get one reps in OTAs, mini camp, and training camp. Even though Mason would probably start. That person has to get quality reps which they didn't do with Kenny. They have to learn from their mistakes. Way ahead of ourselves.
Well, and as long as we're getting ahead of ourselves, we know Tomlin doesn't want to play Rodgers in this preseason. He ain't playing next preseason. Mr. Young,
there you go.
QB, you play him with the ones then.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys play with rookie quarterback X next year if Rodgers comes back. I got no problem with it. If he plays well, if they have team success, if he stays healthy, you bring him back. He's the mentor. No matter what, you're drafting a QB round one. And he's going to have to be okay with that. You would have to explain.
He's not going to care.
I don't think he would care.
No, he has one more year. Like, literally, he would have one. That next year would be the last, literally.
They have 11 draft picks in addition to their one. And if history is any indication, like when you think about Buffalo moving up, when you think about Kansas City moving up to take Patrick Mahomes, it's going to take a couple first-round picks. But that means your second, your three-thirds, your two-fourths, your two-fifths, your two-sixths, all those are still intact. You could add around Rodgers and rookie quarterback even without a first-round pick. And this just into, they still have a ton of cap space for next year. More than most teams in the NFL.
And Aaron Rodgers coming back, if that were the case, would not even put a dent into it.
No. They'd still have one of the cheapest quarterback rooms in the NFL, especially if they, we love you, Mason, especially if they cut bait with Mason. So you save four there, you're paying
rookie in a second year.
Yeah, rookie, second year, and then $13 million. You can build around those guys. That might be the ideal situation.
Huh.
Who said that?
Huh.
Must have been Bostic. Bostic. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. On the subject of Lenora Sellers, did you happen to hear his press conference yesterday?
No.
So his OC has fake poop. And so when a quarterback makes a mistake and they're watching the film, he will throw the fake poop at the quarterback who made the mistake because he said, it's like you just took a heaping dump right on my desk. You ever heard of anything like that?
No. I've heard, there's other things I've heard of that I can't say on the radio, but not that.
You can say one.
If somebody would make a mistake whenever I was playing for the Bills and the receiver coach was a receiver coach for the Steelers, actually played receiver in the league, you could put two and two together. If somebody would mess up, he'd be like, him, bleep him. And everybody would sing together, him, bleep him.
Nothing like getting called out in front of your peers.
Yep.
Imagine just sitting there, you're like, oh, I thought I had to call the whole shot in the cover too. I thought that was the perfect place to go with the football, and you get hit with it.
Bleep him. Mike Shula, the offensive coordinator for the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Yeah, do you see what has happened here? I knew it was Mike Shula, but then I got cold feet about saying Mike Shula because I didn't want to make a mistake.
Right.
So I just omitted the name.
You would have said Don.
Correct. You've got me, and Harry's got me, and
you got yourself.
I put myself in a situation here where, you know what I'm doing? I'm taking the check down on every play.
Yep.
I'm afraid to put the ball into tight coverage.
Mm-hmm. Throw the ball in the middle of the field. You're scared.
Scared. You see James Franklin wrestling with some of his players.
Yeah, I saw them throw him into the pool, too.
I almost, because it would have been the easiest rage bait of all time, took the video, tweeted it out. Wow, his players don't have any respect for him. And you know Penn State people would have flipped out about that. You know what? I might do it during the break. Coming up next, the Steelers are going to take a quarterback next year in the draft. They might get a better one after something that was said yesterday came out. I could have teased that better. I think people get the message.
Yeah. I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I don't know where he got that from. He texted me and apologized about that, but I'm really just taking it day by day right now.
That was Arch Manning talking about his grandfather, Archie Manning, who came out not long ago and said, oh, yeah, Arch will be in school for a couple of years now. He's probably not coming out after this year. And Arch is like, I don't know what Gramps is talking about. Look, if he comes out after this year, that's great news for the Pittsburgh Steelers, because I think he's going to go number one, man. It's not a guarantee he's going to be great this year, but he's got all the talent, and he's got all the talent around him, and he's got one of the great play callers in college football, and they're probably a shoo-in for the playoff if they just take care of business. They got a tough week one opponent in Ohio State, but if he even flirts with the potential people think that he has, he's going to be number one because he's a Manning.
Yep.
And so then that pushes everybody down. That pushes Aller down. That pushes Lenora Sellers down, and Nussmeier and Klubnik and Martinez, all these guys. There's nothing I want more than Arch Manning to absolutely tear it up this year. And we'll be watching all these quarterbacks. We're really excited about it. We're always excited for college football, but now, as much relative to the Steelers as ever, I'm pulling like crazy for Arch to come out. So he's QB1 and everybody else slips down a rung.
Well, even if he's QB2 or 3.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and still guys are going to slip. I mean, that just adds to the pool of quarterbacks. And there's going to be more guys that show up this year that will be draft eligible, that will push some other guys down. It just all depends on, you know, what the Steelers want out of their quarterback moving forward. I don't know what direction that they're probably thinking of going in. Lenore Sellers is obviously high on everybody's list, but I don't know about Arch Manning. I really don't. Like, I'm just being like blunt. Like, I just don't know. I don't know how good he's going to be this year. He didn't play that much last year. He played a little bit.
He did not.
But based off of pedigree and name and, you know, talent, yeah, I could see him being the number one overall pick. I just don't know if he's going to have it. I even think if he even just has a decent year, he still would be regarded as a number one pick. But I think there is some truth to what his grandfather said.
He didn't make it up out of thin air.
No.
Like, we made a meal out of what Art Rooney II's brother said about above the mean and all that fun jazz. It's because these are the things that are discussed around the dinner table. I'm sure that this has been discussed in the Manning household. I'm sure he sees it a certain way. Perhaps his son sees it a certain way. And if his son sees it a certain way, they're going to try to bake that in to Arch. So there probably is something to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all hinging upon how well he does this year. It's also probably hinging upon who's picking number one.
Does he have more pressure than Shador?
Yes.
Yeah. I think he has the most pressure out of any quarterback that has come out in how many years?
He might have the most pressure on a quarterback in the history of humanity.
Probably.
You got to live up right? to your uncles,
yep.
who each won two championships. Your grandfather, who, that was one of the worst franchises in the NFL. People think he could have been a really great player if he had some help around him. I mean, that's when they were the Aints and people were wearing bags to the stadium and things of that nature. Yeah, you got to live up to a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
I mean, like, it's going to be tough for him moving forward. Every single year. Every year of his career. I mean, until Arch Manning retires.
See, it's dangerous territory here.
It is.
Too many Mannings.
Until he retires, it's going to be always an uphill battle. That's very tough. Probably of all time, yeah.
And we saw the pressure on Kenny.
Yep.
I mean, Kenny comes in here. You win an ACC championship. You're third in the Heisman voting. And so the expectations following a Hall of Fame quarterback are through the roof. And you got all kind of factions of fans. Kenny had a ton of pressure. Any first-round quarterback's going to have pressure. But I always thought it was the same. Like, you better perform or else you're a failure in everybody's eyes. And that's got to be a tough thing to have on your shoulders. There is varying degrees of pressure. The Kenny situation taught me that.
And honestly, realistically, too, like, he could go to the Giants or the Colts. Like, he could get drafted by the Colts following his uncle's footsteps. Mm-hmm. He could get drafted by the Giants following his uncle's footsteps. Like, that is a real possibility. Would just add to the pressure of everything.
He could go to the Saints.
Or the Saints, yes.
Follow Granddaddy. And wouldn't
that be
something? All those teams are bad. All those teams are bad. And it's funny because I had written it down. All of a sudden now the Colts are on quarterback watch. And they were coming in. If Anthony Richardson were named QB1, there was at least an outside shot. He plays well. They win enough games. And they think, okay, you've taken a sizable step forward. You're our quarterback of at least the immediate future. Will give you another chance. That ship has sailed.
Gone.
It is over now. And I don't think, regardless of how Daniel Jones plays, he is likely to be their Mr. Right Now even next year. He might start the season, but they're going to take a guy if they're bad.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be like the Steelers.
I'm hoping because of how good Jackson Dart has looked that it's going to keep them out of the quarterback carousel.
If Daboll stays, yes. If there's a new head coach, who knows?
I think they're being thoughtful there, playing Russ early because they're scheduled, dude.
Top.
It's insane. They could start 0-8, and I think they have one of the better defenses in the NFC. You're going to start. You're going to get throttled, and then you're going to go to Jackson Dart. And I think Daboll's hoping that. Forget the win-loss record. How does Jackson Dart progress in the second half of the season? He's hitched his wagons to that guy saving his job. It's risky business.
Yes.
But I think that's the plan. But you'll keep special eye on all these teams. Like right now, you've got the quarterback battle with the New Orleans Saints, which is coming down to the wire with Tyler Shough and Spencer Rattler. Spencer Rattler, I guess, has turned heads in camp. And I think the offensive coordinator there, the head coach there is a quarterback whisperer, so to speak. I'm afraid of all the names here.
Kellen Moore.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess you hope one of those guys catches on in New Orleans, but I think even if their quarterback plays well, they're still going to be, I think at best they're a 5-6 win team. Team is ass.
Terrible.
The other thing with Archie, we've talked about this before, his uncle Eli, he got drafted by the Chargers. They're like, nah. We ain't dealing with that. So then he gets flipped to the Giants, and there's the whole Eli Manning thing, or the whole Phillip Rivers thing. So keep that in mind, too. Those Mannings will pull some strings. All right, coming up next, one of the great college football stories in the last couple of months. You know, not something that has to do with playoff expansion. NIL, paying players, conference realignment, just a good old-fashioned, hilarious, I think, college football story. Shall we do that?
Yes.
Ah, yes, some college football talk. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I posted that, Pat. I posted that James Franklin video. We were very close there.
Oh.
No one's bit yet. No one's bit on the James Franklin rage bait. Which is fine. It's a joke. Not to be taken too seriously.
All right, I'm retweeting it now. We'll see.
Well, then it's going to go. Now it's going to take off. Ray Fittipaldo joins us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Doran, yesterday a massive day in college football history. For the first time in the history of the sport, a team has won four national championships on the same day.
Yep.
Auburn has retroactively claimed four championships. Good for them. The 2004 club, absolutely, they should have claimed a national championship back then. SEC, undefeated back in the big, BCS days. So they're undefeated. They're in the SEC. They've got Cadillac Williams. They've got Ronnie Brown. Mm. And the quarterback was Jason Campbell. That team was awesome to watch.
They were good.
They were so damn good. But this got me to thinking. Pitt can claim another national championship. Pitt claims 9. They can claim one more. I want to make sure I got the year right on this. 1910. They went 9-0 and outscored teams 282-0.
See, I thought that Auburn was trying to claim that one.
Well, then they can't have that one.
I could be confused. That's where I was like upset about it. I was like,
well, they could claim a multiple national championships, because I thought Pitt had already won it that year, and I went back and looked at their 9, and they had not. Gotcha. Meanwhile, I got to make this about myself. West Virginia should always have claimed the 1922 national championship. West Virginia is the winningest program in college football that does not have a national championship. I hate that. They should have claimed 1922. They should go back and do it now. Undefeated. And they outscored teams like 300-45. Did Auburn try to claim 1910?
I don't think so. You're right.
So there you go. Give Pitt an even 10.
Man.
No, two. That wasn't almost me saying Penn State. That was me combining Pitt and 10.
Oh, Penn.
Like, UCF claimed their national championship a few years ago. They absolutely, I'm totally serious on this. They should have.
Yes.
We play for the longest time in this wonderful sport, we have played for a mythical national championship decided by voters like it's gymnastics, or decided by a computer like, I don't know what the hell that is. So if you go undefeated, you can only play who's on. I stabbed myself. You can only play who's on your schedule. That hurt, dude. I stabbed myself with a pen.
You bleeding?
I am. I was gesticulating. You can only play who's on your schedule. You go undefeated in your Division I football team, claim that sucker.
Yeah, sure.
Ain't no one going to stop you.
Nope. There you go.
Put the banner up. The banners, they fly forever.
I wonder who Pitt played that season. I'll have to go back and look. 1910.
1910 Pitt football schedule? I'm happy you asked.
I bet you Army's in there.
Oh, if they played Army. I mean, Army, a massive power at the time.
Were they?
Would you just hold your
hand? You just said it. I don't know.
I'll go through this quickly. They beat Ohio Northern 36-0. They kicked the hell out of Westminster 18-0.
Westminster? Mackey's.
Uh-oh, Callis. They beat Waynesburg 42-0. How about that, Austin Bechtold and Donald J. Football? Georgetown 17-0. Ohio Medical 71-0. My Mountaineers 38-0, Doran.
Wow.
Washington and Jefferson 14-0. Penn State 11-0.
Wow.
11-0, Doran. So congratulations to your 1910 national champion, Pitt Panthers. Texter writes in, I think this is totally legitimate. 1994 Penn State, best team in the country, should claim the national championship. Yeah. They were right there.
Yep.
All right, that was fun.
I liked that. I did see that yesterday, and I guess I was confused.
it's just such a great college football story.
Yeah.
Because they're like, all right, well, shoot, we got Alabama and they got 8 million national championships. We're recruiting against these guys and they got money and we got money. But they're like, hey, you want to win a national championship? You want to go to the pros? Well, you know what? Bang, we got four more. And recruits don't know.
No.
Now you're like, and I forget how many exactly they've won. Well, hey, Auburn, 12-time national champions. Who's going to fact check them on it?
Nope.
No one.
Mm-mm. Well, they just retired Cam Newton's jersey, too. Or they're going to.
Did they really?
They're going to, yeah. He deserves it, actually. He deserves it.
For that one year, one of the great single seasons in the history of collegiate football.
Yep.
All right, Ray Fittipaldo joining us next. Cam Hayward practiced but didn't talk about it afterwards. Mike Tomlin confirmed he was in team drills. What has Ray heard in terms of the contract dispute? What's going on with Boswell? Who's really going to play in this preseason game? A lot to get into, but first, I'm bleeding. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Very nice day today. High 83, low of 71.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.